And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 800, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and in a completely surprising event, we have replaced Jim and Jeff with two brand new co-hosts in the show. I am here to introduce the drummer from Bon Jovi, Jeff Murphy!
Yes! Right away! Clank, 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 clank. Autism. Ooh, who's down with the sickness? Is it you? Is
me.
It you? Is it you?
It's me.
Oh my god. Wow. Shout outs water. Shout outs Gatorade. You guys know they made Gatorade because black people wouldn't drink water. On the Florida Gators. Stick with me. Black people wouldn't drink water on the Florida Gators, and it's so humid. They're so sweaty. They're like, hey, fin I do drink nothing?
Jesus Christ.
Better make that shit taste like blue real quick. And they did. Shout outs Gatorade, shout outs 800 episodes, shout out Mike Steele.
Thank you so much, the drummer from Bon Jovi, Jeff Murphy.
You're welcome.
But it doesn't end there. Because we have the lead guitarist of Bon Jovi, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that fine intro. You know what? I was talking to our boy on Christmas. I was talking to our boy on Christmas, our boy Florida Tom.
Oh, yeah. I was like waiting to find out who our boy was in this situation.
Or Jacksonville Tom, that's formerly Hawaii Tom.
That's my boy.
He's giving me the hard sell on Jacksonville.
Let's go. Yeah,
moving there.
I know. He was talking, like, let's you go. Mentioned it. When we were there, because like he asked you guys specifically,
apparently he was talking to Stella a lot about his area
over Vegas.
You guys mentioned that you're like, yeah, we're not like opposed to moving. Like we kind of want to like go somewhere else and like maybe the East Coast. And I was trying to shut that shit down, but I saw him. I saw him pulling her aside left and right. And
party
now,
house, Jim takes me in. You have to find an apartment.
Oh, no. I'm going to live on the beach. I'm going to get eaten by a gator.
It's Jacksonville, Jeff.
Well, because he lives in, I think he lives in Nocatee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
he's been sending you lifestyle videos?
He sent me this lifestyle video. Yes, that is a good sell, dude.
Hold on a second. I'm sending Tom a text right now.
Can you send him Young Thug Lifestyle?
Look at Nocatee. It's like living at a resort.
Lifestyle.
Oh, Mike just sent him a fuck you message.
I just sent Tom a text that says, fuck you.
Just whites.
It's like living on a country club, bro.
It's Utopia. You Filipinos.
Why do you think there'd be Jews there?
They wouldn't.
Would they?
No way, dude. Not in my America.
Look.
In Florida?
Look, Jews? Mike.
Why do they need an elaborate pool like that? Everyone has their own pools.
Let's see the
Look
video
at the tennis
again.
Courts, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing.
Jim does love tennis.
If you want to go to Nocatee, all you have to accept is that my life is in your hands.
Right.
If you'd like to stay and Mike's alive, cool. If you'd like me to stick a fucking gun with a single bullet in my mouth and I've got fucking suicide for lunch, then feel free. Head to Nocatee. You and Stella can do that.
For lunch? You could just move to Anaheim.
No, I'm going to kill myself.
Imagine waking up in Anaheim.
That's where my brother lives, and it's fucking awesome.
Anaheim?
He lives right outside.
I guess everything is good.
He lives right outside. He's in Garden Grove. It's like right outside of Anaheim.
Everything's good when you're a millionaire.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
thank you for the follows. Coombucker, Pickagons.
Is it Coom?
R.D. Rosh. Yeah, Coom.
It's Coom.
C-O-O-M.
Okay.
I Baracus, Goon for the Boys. Thank you so much.
Always with a Z? Sure
with an S. Goon for the Boys.
Goon with a 4, like number 4?
No.
Wow. There's two things that they messed them both up. There's like two things you need to do there, man.
But I don't know. I'm looking at this Nocatee, and especially because Hawaii Tom's like, I've traveled all over.
Motherfucker.
And this whole globe is the perfect community.
I believe him. This haggard old motherfucker, his kids are leaving the nest and now he's lonely and it's time to steal Mike's friends.
He suddenly thinks suburban Florida is better than Vegas.
He was saying it's only 2.5 hours away from the park.
You live there. You go there all the time, you guys.
It's only like an hour away from my best friend, Jason Christopher,
right? Yeah. Also attempting to steal you.
And his adorable child, Riley.
Yeah.
Your godson?
Yeah, my goddaughter.
Your godson. Oh!
Look at Riley on, where is it?
Don't you fucking show me a picture of Riley, Jim. Don't you?
Look at Riley on Christmas. How cute is that?
Yeah.
Look at my Florida fam.
This mother.
Kids are so cute.
He's motherfucker.
You should have them.
Everybody's just going behind my fucking back.
No, here's.
And I think I won't find out.
Mike, here's the angle.
Uh-huh.
Wow, kids are so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Jim's getting married whenever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who the fuck knows?
Who knows?
Fucking better be soon. And he better stay here forever. That's what I think.
I don't want to be crude, but maybe you should cream pie your girlfriend and have a baby.
Well, if we have a baby, though, we definitely have to go to Nocatee because they have great schools there from what Tom's been telling me.
We can go to
amazing
Nocatee.
Schools.
No. We, me, you, the baby, I'm the au pair.
You need to have an anchor baby.
Imagine me as the au pair.
A Vegas anchor baby?
Yeah, a Vegas anchor baby.
Isn't that you?
Yeah, it's me. You need to have me.
you visit, you talk, you try to talk the baby out of the opinions I've forced on them.
I'll be like, oh no, your baby fell in the pool. And you're like, Mike, we have a camera. We saw you throw our baby in the pool.
Yeah, and we're going to have a threesome with you, Mike. We're crazy. Crazy. Jim is freaky. A lot of people don't think Jim is
freaky.
That's
true. People don't know that about me.
Jim wants to have a threesome with me and Stella after I throw their baby in the pool.
I think that's actually facts.
Facts.
But actually, you guys would probably beef.
We would beef.
After the threesome? You guys would beef crazy.
No. Oh, no, no. We're not threesome.
Somehow, I'd wind up sucking Jim's dick.
Mm.
And then you'd have
and
beef.
Then he'd ask me to
and
leave.
And then I'd disrespect Mikey.
Yeah.
I would like not. I would like him less.
Like
because
come in his eyes.
He'd convince me that it would make me be more respected, and then it would be like the exact opposite. Yeah,
you're like, I'm going to jack off into your mouth so you can swallow, and you bust in his eyes.
He'd be like, thank me, and I would be like, thank you, and he's like, you fucking animal.
You drop a cum on his nose.
And then fucking Hawaii Tom would be out there watching, being like, I'm going to have a better threesome. I'm going to fucking... And
yeah.
I'd be like, you coward.
I would fuck Hawaii Tom so hard.
You know another fact about Nokatee, by the way? You know how Florida gets a lot of hurricanes?
Here's the thing, don't know.
Not Nokatee.
Not only do I not know, I don't care.
It's called the safest place in America. Featuring the Avengers. You guys get angry with the Avengers all day.
I'm like,
university is right there.
I'm truly betrayed by Tom.
No, it's truly. it's like a hop, skip, and a jump to go to like Jacksonville games or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You're a Trevor Lawrence guy all of a sudden. You're a fucking Urban Meyer guy all of a sudden.
You've been a bizarre Vegas guy for like our entire run. Like Vegas isn't good.
Am I a bizarre? What do you mean bizarre?
No,
Vegas
Mike.
Guy?
Oh, I love Vegas.
Vegas is
like
good.
Vegas too.
Yeah, I'm
everywhere else is way
Stella
good.
Stella doesn't
we
like
We go
Vegas
there
really.
All the time.
I'm going to be a town.
We go to Florida. Wow, how much better than Vegas
Pitch
is Florida.
Pitch me on Vegas.
It all sucks.
The things
game.
I like are not things other people
Vegas
like.
Vegas isn't good.
I can pitch me on
you
Vegas.
You could do Vegas everywhere.
Well, you know what? If I was going to pitch you on Vegas, there are some simple but valuable things about Vegas.
No, not anymore after COVID. After your shot,
it has all the value that you get out of a big city while also having all the value you get out of like a small suburb.
But what about California people turning it into California?
That's true.
Driving the cost of living up.
You think that shit's going to be any easier in Nokatee?
I don't know. Maybe
you watch that video and go, wow, looks cheap.
Nah.
You have to train Saudis in hand-to-hand combat to afford that.
SoCal dudes into Florida, they get turned into ground beef.
So liberals are saying that everyone's leaving Florida.
So you got...
They are. The liberals are what you gauge where you're going to base our home on?
That's the joke. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the liberals are saying, so that means the cost of living is going down.
So you got big city convenience with suburb living, which is a great combo that you're not going to get in many places. Our roads are fantastic as far as like the grid-based nature of them.
The roads are fantastic.
It's like there's no city in America that's easier to learn your way around because even though like we have a couple like Durango turns into Rampart.
Rancho's
weird.
Ignoring Rancho.
No. Again, I said we have a couple exceptions. Rancho's weird. Decatur's weird. But for the most part, we've got an exceptionally laid out
Craig
city.
And suddenly you're not on Craig.
I know. Rancho is a big exception.
Wow.
I know that. No city's
going to. I guess
I'm
on Martin Luther King with your ass.
No city's going to be perfect. I know that we have two Boulder highways. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But for the most part, very few cities are as well laid out as Vegas is.
You know what city is perfect? Nokatee or whatever. What is
Nokatee?
It?
Nokatee.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I honestly don't think you meant to do that.
I don't either.
I I'm an optimist because I don't think you meant to do that.
We got that going for us, and here's the big one, Jim. Would you rather, and be fucking honest, because I'll know if you're lying, would you rather be 4 hours from Disneyland or 4 hours from the Magic Kingdom?
Well, 2 hours from Magic Kingdom.
Would you rather be 4 hours from Disneyland or 4 hours or 2 hours?
Two hours.
Or 2 hours from the Magic Kingdom?
Wait, I don't know.
After this recent trip, I'm turning into a Magic Kingdom boy.
You're a fuck.
Oh, you are?
No,
wait,
here's the thing.
What the fuck?
I said I
Epcot,
know.
Epcot, baby?
I said
from
it. No. I'm talking about the
from
Magic Kingdom.
No, you're right.
I'm not talking about Disney World. I'm talking about the Magic Kingdom.
Well, let me ask you something, Mike.
Yeah?
Mike, have you had the cheeseburger spring rolls at the Magic Kingdom? They're amazing.
Cheeseburger springs.
Can I say something really quick?
Spring rolls.
I'm surprised you don't remember because when I got them, both of you viciously made fun of me.
I
don't remember this.
You guys
we
mocked
hit you with the N-word flurry.
You guys mocked me so derisively for getting those.
That sounds like it sucks, dude.
It was both of you.
Cheeseburger spring rolls?
It's like an egg roll with just cheeseburger shit in it.
Yeah,
it's honestly,
it's a bad egg roll.
It tasted like a beefaroni. It was good.
It was no, we got them last time. We got the pepperoni ones and the cheeseburger ones.
Yeah, we got great. SpaghettiOs in a Grogu cup.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
Actually, I would love that.
yeah. So I know that those aren't like, they're not flashy cells.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get those in Pocatee.
That's true.
You know how close the closest movie theater probably is? 45 minutes.
How close? There must be a Nocatee theater,
remember,
right?
Jim, you forget what it's like to live in other cities.
What about Celebration? What if
Vegas has casinos everywhere, which means that you're never more than like five minutes away from a movie theater. Jim, there are places in this country where it's like, I would see a movie, but I don't have 2 hours to drive an hour there and an hour back.
Jim, what, Jeff?
I'm trying to get your attention real quick.
Yes.
Remember when we visited cultures and like whole countries? We could do that again for like $500 less than what we're doing at Bucky's. What are we doing, dude? We
could go to Japan. I'd love to visit a Bucky's. I'll go to a, you know what?
Japan, and that's the way Mike treats Bucky's.
I forget if I've said this on the show or not. But the way people hype up Japan 7-Eleven, that's what a Bucky's
is,
bitch.
That's what I've been saying.
That's a Bucky's.
That's a Bucky's.
That's a Bucky's on your ass.
That you're kind of right. You're kind of right.
We've been to Japan once. Does Nocatee have a Wawa? That's a great question.
We've been to Japan once.
I don't know why Jams is
about five times.
Jams is TTS.
Well, a lot of that was because of COVID.
No.
To be fair, a lot of it was because we couldn't go anywhere foreign. That's true. Moving forward, it will be easier.
We can save the country.
So yeah, movie theaters, odds are,
no, that's a great point.
I bet you that at the least, the closest one is going to be 30 minutes away. But
odds are, it's
going to be closer to 45 or an hour.
What about that little neighborhood in Celebration, though, that we got pizza from?
Ooh, yeah, that's great.
That felt like New York. 1776 says testing.
That's a fun.
That felt like New York.
That's a fun place to go on a vacation, but you go there every day. And
little town square that looks like Stars Hollow.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. Here's what happens. Stella goes, "Want to go get pizza?" And you go, "Yeah." And she goes, "You want to go to Celebration?" You're like, "I don't really want to drive that far. Can't we just go to?" And then you name a place that's closer.
Because that's
what happens when you move. Somewhere.
What if you live in Celebration?
Live in Jacksonville. Suddenly you're a Jaguars fan.
Okay, you're gonna live
with
Jaguars.
The most upside.
You're gonna live in Celebration.
Jaguars are up next.
That's fantastic. Where's the closest movie theater?
That's true.
Oh, wow. How am I going to see?
Actually, I go to Downtown Disney. Right? I mean, our Disney Springs I'd go to.
Yeah, you watch.
The AMC there.
So you're going to drive 2 hours to the closest movie theater?
I don't know if I lived in Celebration. Yeah, Nocatee, you're right. Where the hell is the nearest movie
theater? I bet you it's not close.
Well, you could wait. Actually, no days, and they'll just release it, and you can watch it.
Goldbricker's saying.
But Jim likes movie theaters.
13 minutes to a Cinemark. Goldbricker's selling Nocatee in the chat.
Shout out to
Goldbricker. He's saying it's actually 2 hours.
It's crazy.
Not 2.5.
Is it a good Cinemark?
That's a good question.
Because you know.
Do they have an RPX?
Is it reserved seating or is it one of those like weird old ones where the seats are bad and there's no reserved seating and you got to show up an hour ahead of time?
It better be one of those cinemas where I watch a bad movie and it shakes me around. You guys.
I love the 3DX though, or 4DX.
I wish I watched a shit ass movie and it shook me around.
I've only seen one and it was good. It was Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I saw Dead Reckoning Part 1. It was awesome. I also saw Scream 6 and it was awesome.
You saw Scream 6 and Dead Reckoning? Two great films.
They were great films. Nope. You've never even seen them.
They're not good. They leave no ripple in the effect of time.
Mission totally Impossible do. Probably does.
Dead Reckoning.
But I don't know if Scream.
Maybe the
I don't know if Scream
of,
6
The
does.
Opening of Scream 6 totally does.
Maybe the series.
You would love the
whole.
Opening of Scream 6.
I wouldn't because they said Scream. Or
you, no,
wouldn't,
you know why
you wouldn't
like
the whole
it?
Movie, but you'd like the intro.
He only likes films when they're on and a guy is fucking his mouth really hard.
Yes.
And he's going, oh, 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 oh.
That actually is an incredible intro to Scream.
If it wasn't the ghost face in the beginning, like if you could somehow like deep fake ghost face out and we showed Jeff the intro, I bet he would like specifically
Jeff
the intro.
Jeff doesn't even like dumb bullshit.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you would like the intro, but you'd see ghost face and know it's Scream, so that would like
Goldbricker says there's a Wawa right by the Cinemark. and they have recliners in an XD theater.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Goldbricker thinks
Goldbricker in Florida.
Goldbricker thinks this is a fucking joke.
I don't know,
but it's not a joke.
I think he's in like North Carolina.
He can keep making it a fucking joke if he wants to be, or he can be serious like me.
It's not a joke. Me and me and Jim are moving.
Oh, is Stella allowed to come?
Me in the third room. Oh, the third room be bumping. We're
off
streaming.
To Nocatee. I love that. Like that, Nocatee has live the Nocatee lifestyle video from 7 months ago, and they have one from 10 years ago as well. Is that different?
Here's another thing.
Let's see it.
I guarantee Indy doesn't like the weather. Too humid for him.
We got Cypress.
Oh, Indy the pup?
Yeah, Indy's not going to like that humidity.
You don't think he'd like the humidity?
You don't think?
Do you think he'd like chasing lizards,
outside
though?
Of several dog breeds, they say that the climate your dog is born in is what they get used to.
Shut up.
And if you dramatically change that, it fucks them up.
You don't think he would fuck with...
So, lizards? Caesar and Zelda would probably be okay. Indy would not be okay.
Dude,
but they were born in this climate as well.
You laid down...
But they've had more time where it's like it's old hat to them.
You laid down one of the most incredible dog logics of all time. You're like, you don't think Indy would love lizards? Like, that's insane.
Who's on the line?
Sounds like a dog.
Hey, this is Nocatee Chamber of Commerce. I'm calling to let you know, please don't move here.
Wait, say that again?
This is the Nocatee Chamber of Commerce. Please don't move here. We have an overabundance of dogs.
Oh, no. Nocatee has an overabundance of dogs. They're saying,
Jim,
I can hear them all in the background.
Yeah, that's the Nocatee Chamber of Commerce, Jim.
No. That's more dogs you can adopt.
That was a great call.
That might have been an all-time call.
I could hear all the dogs in the background. It sounded like there were definitely a lot of dogs there.
I don't know. I'm not like a magical realist, but it sounded like the Nocatee dog strangler called in.
I don't think the Nocatee dog strangler would be allowed in the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, really? Kevin Esquire does say you got to keep an eye on your dogs around gators. Although I'm wondering, it feels like Nocatee doesn't have a lot of gators, though.
Well, your dog would get you in a bunch of situations with gators. That's the most annoying thing. Because dogs usually get you in situations with, like, cats.
Yeah, dogs rile up the gators.
Get out of here. And then, like, a dog's, like, nipping at a gator. You're like, all right.
I don't know. I have a feeling.
See you later, Martha.
Based off the vibes, I don't think they have a lot of gators there.
Well, that's because all the gators have eaten all the dogs. And so they're, like, fat and happy, so they just float into the swamps.
But I thought they have an overabundance of dogs there, according to the Chamber of Commerce.
They have an overabundance.
I've been caught in a lie.
You're selling him on Florida, so I don't know what you're doing at this point.
Everything I've said has been true and real and trill.
Well,
three things.
They've definitely.
Where's the Cinemark in Nocatee?
Okay, let's see.
I bet it looks like shit.
No. Well, look at that. Durbin Park. That's renovated.
That looks so small.
That's renovated.
That look how fucking small that is.
Can we leave?
But dude, two Aquaman times seems big.
Wow.
Well, that's the XD. They also have D-Box.
Okay, how many?
That's the XD.
Five. That means it's the same size as like the Rainbow Promenade Gym.
Yeah, that's not a ton.
But you guys don't take advantage of this ever.
What? It's weird. They have some seats are D-Box.
You guys are watching fucking, I don't know, NOAA 2011 at 12 a.m. No. So shut up.
What are you talking about? We went to see the Iron Claw in a pre-screening and invited you, and you didn't go.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about that movie? That movie sucks.
I'm just saying, it's Kino that you skipped out.
It's A24, and you would have liked it.
Is that movie gay?
No, it's straight as fuck. That's why you didn't go.
It's about four faggots?
No, exactly. That's why you stayed home.
You guys hit me up about that. I was so confused. You're like, Iron Claw Wednesday. I'm like, what? You're like, some guys we never seen.
You mean the Von Erichs? You don't know the Texas Tornado?
They don't wear shoes or whatever?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them doesn't wear shoes. I guess maybe a couple of them.
And then all those homos died or whatever?
I mean, they're not gay.
You don't think?
They have wives and kids.
I don't know, man. Was it good? I mean, yeah, maybe
it was
I'm
good.
Hating.
It was fantastic. It was good.
All right. I can't wait for your top 10.
I have not seen 10 movies.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the point.
Movies are over, by the way. I don't know if...
Nah, movies are just beginning. We're just at the start, dude.
Rebel Moon's back.
We're not even close to the end.
How dare you? How dare you use Rebel Moon against us? How dare you do such a thing?
You spent 2 hours talking about, you know what? I'm glad handing this whole movie.
We didn't talk about Rebel Moon for so long.
We talked about it for so long.
We talked about Rebel Moon for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
A movie I gave a 1.5 and you gave a 2.
The big, the original glad hand. You guys are glad-handing in this movie.
No, we're just talking about Rebel. We're talking about the now, the here and now.
Well, you like the movie.
No, he doesn't.
Mike doesn't.
No, I didn't like the movie.
No, you did.
I wanted to like it.
He was on board
at first. I definitely wanted to like it.
You convinced me to check it out.
I definitely wanted to like it, and I was on board to like it. And
you shouldn't
I was
watch
in
it.
For a bit, and then it was over 2 hours. So like the not even the first half. The first hour I was into, and then it completely lost me.
I know
we're still talking about it.
I hadn't checked out.
Just say name five movies.
I hadn't checked out until about a half an hour.
Mm.
About
actually, how many 2023 movies did I watch?
Dude,
let me see.
You hit me up and you're like, when are we going to do a movies podcast? And I'm like, I love movies. You're like, of 2023. I'm like, I've seen 4.
Well,
They're
all
gay.
The thing is, we do it every year, so that's what I meant.
Yeah, we'll do it for the Patreon.
Let's see how many.
I didn't understand
how many 2023 movies I've
is
seen.
My thing not fucking working. My letterbox is being.
I've been too busy gaming.
That's true. How many games you play this year, Jeff?
Dude, all the games with you guys. Games are so gay, dude. Fucking video games. You guys are playing video games.
What isn't? What isn't gay?
Music.
Except the music.
Sounds pretty gay.
Except any music other than the music you like.
No, music is a good.
Yeah, music rules.
I feel like as an endeavor as a man.
Only old music rules.
No, as an endeavor as a man. Like as an endeavor as a man, like music.
I dig music. You're just the guy from. You're fucking. I'm being Jeff now. You're almost famous now over here. You're just like, oh, music.
It's been a very bad year for art, other than music. Like I don't know. And Yeezy has
what's even great for music.
I can't even think because it's been such a bad year for art.
So it's been a bad year for you. But you said except for music.
It's been a bad art year, is what I'm saying.
I saw 41 new movies this year.
Okay. Let me see. My
how many are more than 2.5?
So I'm trying to see.
No, I've got a... it didn't start strong, but I've got a handful of like 3.5,
because I know I've watched... Let me see.
What's my highest this year? Did I give out any fives?
My man watched the last Voyage of the Demeter and got a... ego.
I've watched 181 movies so far. But
new movies
see,
or just
that's
in general?
What I mean. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't. Those aren't all 2023 releases, though.
I'm trying to see if I gave out 5 this year. I think a 4.5 might be the highest I gave this year.
Okay, it says
4.5 is the highest I gave this year.
Although, yeah, 94 were 2023 releases. No way.
Wow, you saw double the number of movies I saw. I know you
right?
see a lot, but that sounds like I expected you to have like 40-50% on me. Oh wait,
movies for 2023.
Wait, is 50% having double? Never mind. That's exactly what I thought.
It's.
I thought you were gonna have. I thought you were gonna have 20-30 movies on me, not 50 movies on me.
Yeah, I mean, at least based on my letterbox stats, that's what it's showing right now.
I just chose 2023 and counted, and then
because
I
tried to go
doubles.
Into my diary section, but like letterbox is fucking up.
Oh.
I mean, a good chunk of those I watch for Sundance at the beginning of the year, but that sounds high to me, but maybe I guess that's correct.
Was Sundance coming back around again?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
At the end of January.
I didn't notice.
I already got Stella got me a pass for Christmas. Thank you so much. I love
your
you.
Your girlfriend is
that's my wife,
so
bro.
Your wife, your fiance.
I've seen
by
it.
The way, are you ever getting married?
Yeah,
what
of course
are we doing?
I am.
I've okay. seen 85 movies this year, but only 41 of them were new. Or
well, she
or,
knows
or like
your
second
vibe.
Second watches of the same movie.
She knows your vibe.
Yeah, we're vibing.
I don't know why this is aggressive.
I'm not being aggressive.
No,
I think he meant him.
I mean,
yeah, he meant him.
Your girl knows your vibe, bro.
Yeah, can I say? I'm just a guy that watches films.
I watched like less than 3 movies from this year, I feel like. And it was that alien
movie
that was gay.
You watched a heart movie?
I watched that alien movie that you guys liked that
less
was
than 3.
So
which
we
one?
All gave it a 2, Jeff.
Oh, is he talking about the one we watched on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 2 hours I can't get back.
You gave it a 2. I gave it a 2.
Are you
and
psyched?
Jim gave it a 2.
Are you psyched, Jeff, when we go back to Horror Nights and
What do you mean? No,
you
I've told you
mean.
This.
Are you excited for Horror Nights again?
I don't. Jeff? I don't like this stuff. I've told you this.
You
but
like
I,
Horror
I
Nights.
I do like Horror Nights. I do like Horror Nights.
You like Horror Nights for sure. You like Epcot.
I love Epcot. When Captain America was like, hey,
I'm kicking my shoes off
or whatever.
I'm at Epcot.
Mike.
It's me. Me cap. I'm at Epcot now.
That's what you like. No, that's what you like. What do you mean?
I've decided to come to Epcot.
Are people watching this? Am I crazy?
Hey, I'm Cap. This is a Tamarin. I'm at Animal Kingdom. Check out the tortoise.
Whenever
like
I can
inside
be
jokes for no one.
I like Kilimanjaro safaris. It's my safari of choice.
Well, this
Captain America.
This is my Jeep, and it's me. Hi, I'm Ant-Man, and I'm driving my Jeep, and it gets real tiny.
I think we just pick it all up and we move it over to Florida.
Yes,
with DeSanctimonious.
I mean, that's where you got. I mean,
Mike
guys
just stared at me.
I don't understand
Mike's
you
me
because
fuck you,
Mike.
No smile.
I don't understand you because you don't like Disneyland. You guys don't like Disneyland.
No, we love Disneyland.
I love Disneyland. You are like the next generation of Disney people. Are like Disneyland.
What are you talking about?
A failure. You're like the cues, the vision. We see stuff or whatever.
No.
The sight line.
That you're talking about. That's
the
what I say about
lines?
Magic Kingdom.
So you don't think
I think Magic
is
Kingdom
I think
is a
Disneyland is perfect.
I think.
But this has been the whole oeuvre of the show.
I think Magic
Everyone
Kingdom is a bad version of Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I agree with.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we've always said. Yeah.
But everyone's called me crazy.
But no. I love me.
Not about that.
I
not
still
about
love
that.
Magic Kingdom now.
Not
though.
About that. No, you don't.
No, Magic
I do.
Kingdom
you don't
is
love
ass.
It.
I do.
No, you don't
but it's
love
the only
it.
I love Pecos Bills.
Pecos Bills is good, yeah.
What else do I love?
It's the first yeah. best.
You know when you love
park.
Something and you have to sit and wonder and remember. If someone said,
"I love the."
Remember when I said, "Hey,
Mike,
what are your favorite
spring roll?
What are your favorite things about Stella?" And you're like, give me a minute or two.
Man, I love those cheeseburger spring rolls.
No. Because.
Why is this still on screen?
close this tab.
I'm waiting for Kevin to tell us to call in. Which
yeah,
is
we
not.
Don't need the tab open.
Let's call him.
Just in case.
But
he's
I'm
still
saying,
watching some sort of police video. Well, but yeah, whatever. We'll change
like
over.
You. Let's call him out. Whatever. Maybe he's
feels
treading
like
water, but we're not.
I'm
why,
gonna.
Why are you hating now?
What? your brother?
Yeah, why are you hating?
I have a long history with your brother.
No, you guys love each other.
I do love him, but he doesn't like me.
That is accurate. I feel like that describes Kevin really well. I think Kevin loves us, but doesn't like us.
Us?
Maybe.
In different ways, but I think that's
you're
like
trans.
That's like a decent way to describe it.
But you're trans.
It's like Kevin's mean to me, but I've never felt like he actually dislikes me.
Wait, did you say he likes you?
No, I said he loves us, but he doesn't like us.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right.
Like,
I think that's good.
Again, I like oh. he's been like openly mean, but then also super nice at times too. But when he's mean to me, I've almost never felt like he means it. It's also it's always kind of felt like it's like a phase or it's a sort of performative maybe. So I've never truly felt like he actually dislikes me. So I've never taken it in a way where it felt like that. So that's why I would say I think he loves us but doesn't like us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my question. I was thinking, and you don't have to answer or whatever, but like, what was your guys' Christmas like this year? Good?
No, we had a great Christmas.
You saw the kids and gave them cool presents and they...
Oh, like Max and Estelle. I saw them on the Thursday before Christmas. Yeah.
What'd you get them? I'm not even
I think I talked about this
I think you did.
Last week. Yeah, I got Because remember, I got Estelle a bunch of Poppy's Playtime stuff.
Yeah.
I got Max a gaming mouse and a gaming headset for his laptop.
That's so cool that he's like a gamer.
Yeah. He's like, he's a person.
And he's 11 totally. Or whatever. He's like 11, 12.
Well, what is he? Because, because Estelle, I think, is like 12.
Because
she's like in middle school.
In my mind,
right?
Estelle is like 18 now.
Yeah. because that's what I was saying last week, because Estelle was like the middle schoolers are edgy. They're gay. They slap each other on the butt.
Right.
And they say the N-word all the time.
They say the N-word all the time.
Sounds fun.
That's Generation Alpha.
But that sounds like what she'd be into, but her dad is into that, so she doesn't like that? Is she woke?
You mean, is she red-pilled? Is she based?
People often rebel against their parents, right?
Because Kevin, most based.
God, I have to pee again. What is my problem?
No one's saying Kevin isn't based, but is that influence? Is she now woke?
Well, she just said that they were edgelords. She just likes, like I said, she likes, at least from what I know, she likes Poppy's Playtime.
Well, she's a smart person.
She plays the drums.
That's awesome.
She
does drums? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she plays the drums.
They have drums in the apartment?
You know, like every kid just kind of plays, watches a lot of YouTubers that watch, she likes spooky stuff, but it's like YouTubers reacting to spooky stuff more than spooky stuff. You know
that's
what I mean?
Literally me when you guys, have you seen movies? I've seen four whole movies, but I've seen fucking 30 hours of some guy playing a game. I'm fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. but anyways, I mean, Nogati, I feel like that's the place to be.
Let's go.
That's where all the up and coming. That's where
you've only been the person that's like Vegas rocks. Vegas isn't good anymore. Like it hasn't been good for years.
I think Vegas rocks, but I am upset at the way.
I'm interrupting you. True mark of a coward is a man who talks about running away to the place when the guy isn't even in the room. You're like, oh, Mike's not here. Better bring it back to Nogati.
Yeah, yeah.
Better talk about running away from Vegas.
No, I never
When Mike's not here.
I'm saying to escape from how bad it is here, we could just go to Florida and have the best life. You're in the pool floating around spitting water. You're looking at lizards on the screen door. Jim, over the pool.
Jim lets
at
us
Jim's
visit.
House.
Jim lets
the
us visit.
Door over the pool at Jim's house.
We visit
Shut
Jim
up.
Three times first year. Then he's only got time for us twice the year after that. And then he acts like he's doing us a favor to get one visit the year after that.
You mean when I live out there and you guys come to
and
visit?
Then
this is what I'm doing.
Then we're lucky if we're even getting texts returned.
Oh no!
And then it's then I'm hitting up Jeff and I'm like, hey, remember Jim? And Jeff's I kind of remember Jim because Jim's too
I'm
good
like,
for
who
us
is
in Nogati.
This?
Yeah, Jim and Nogati makes even I'm like Jeff. Which Jeff? I text Jeff and it says which Jeff is this. And then Jeff goes, remember Jim? And I go, who? And then he goes, who is this? Which Mike is this?
I'm like, I'm at Jim's house. I'm Jim's servant. I'm Jim's indentured servant.
Shots fired, Mike, at Shakespeare. Who's on the line?
Move to Nogati.
Oh, more Nogati support coming from the calls?
Coming from someone who left Las Vegas
That's
recently
true, yeah.
sounds pretty biased.
That's Ooh. True.
I'm just telling you. In the last 5 weeks, I've had 3 notices that there's bears in the trash area. I did not go to it.
How many of those did you get when you were in Vegas?
Wait, did you go
Remind
somewhere?
Remind me. I'm forgetting how many of those you got.
None, but there was a quadruple homicide in the apartment complex. I just moved out of it.
Oh, so what? One quadruple homicide in how many years?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Also, are you guys not going to press Jim? Jim, did you and Stella get secret married?
Oh, no. I mean, I was just saying, this point, that's my wife, bro. Respect my wife.
All right. You just strike me as the type who would secretly elope and then have a power hour and let it slip.
I think Jake that's would true. Do that. I don't think Jim would do that.
That's true, too.
Which thing?
Secretly elope.
All you right. secretly have a wedding.
Well, you guys should get married. Have a baby.
Yeah, I mean, you are committing a sin by, I'm presuming, having sex out of wedlock, so you should get
How
married.
Dare you assume that?
Oh, yeah, you assume
How dare you assume I ruin that
Stella?
Chick every night?
Listen, I don't want to put your business on blast.
Well, horny ass Christian.
I am a Catholic that did not go to midnight mass again this year.
Boo!
Of course you didn't. You don't even mean it.
I am a Catholic that definitely in my mind was thinking was going to go to midnight mass, and then I fell asleep for a while.
You never
Christian,
plan
with your
on
Catholic
it. You say it,
ass,
you know you don't mean
do.
It.
I'm going.
No,
one of these
not.
Years,
you're
I'm going.
You're never
going
to go.
I'm definitely going.
You'll never go once.
Jams was even trying to, not Jams, Jordan Madison was even trying to remind me. I'm going one of these years.
Yeah, he's a papist through
and
through.
They're all in on the goof because they know you won't go, it's and that's why they tell you.
Are you a papist?
I'm not a papist.
You sound like one.
Hell yeah.
I think that. Kristen's right. Nokati or bust. Or
Nokati
burst.
Nokati sounds good. We
also,
should go there.
That looks really nice.
Yeah, see?
What okay. kind of task could I do? Sweeping.
Senpai says real ass papists every day.
I love to picking up trash, sniffing. Sweeping, and sweeping.
Yeah, you
could
do a lot
call,
of
Kristen.
Sweeping.
The
yeah.
first week, I could clean up real good, and then I could get a like a ego about it. And
you
then...
have to wear white gloves.
You guys have to fight me every day.
Sorry, Zen, but I think I talked over your TTS. Real ass papists every day. I like that.
Real ass papists.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that describes Jim less.
Jim is papal as fuck.
I think that's true. You I think that's facts.
I
didn't realize
saying.
I still have the fucking... I still have just the Cinemark screen up on our screen.
Yeah, check out the color
the
purple.
Bad Cinemark that you're like... That you're,
on
you're
the Cinemark Durbin Park.
No, Mike.
Deifying
this
bad Cinemark.
Mike, this is your point where it's like, you're missing all these movies. It's like anyone but you. Migration, what the fuck is that? Wonka, bunch of hoes like that.
Jim saw Aquaman and he's going to see Wonka.
Yeah, I'm probably going to see
honestly,
Wonka.
He's probably also going to
see
anyone
color
but
purple.
You. I think you're also probably going to see
that's
anyone but you. Not in theaters.
Won't see, well, yeah, maybe I'll eventually
will
watch
see
it when
yeah.
it comes out. Yeah,
but
you're
you
right.
You wouldn't do that unless the opportunity arises. And you're, you've been just...
I want to see Poor Things this weekend.
I saw
well,
Hunger Games.
Maybe
I saw
I'll
Iron
see
Claw.
Poor Things.
And I saw The Boys in the Boat.
You know Poor Things is your boy, the director
yes,
of...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe yeah. I'll see Poor Things. I saw Trolls 3 times. Hunger Games, the new one, and then The Boys in the Boat.
Wait, Boys in the Boat's good.
But you know the Poor Things is from your boy, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My point is you guys are like patting.
What about Saltburn? Our boy's cock is in it. Our boy Barry Keoghan.
His real cock.
Barry Keoghan's
yeah.
back?
I want to see
yeah,
if there's a screenshot.
Let's see.
I think the video's on Twitter.
Let's see it.
I heard Saltburn is
if
also
if not now,
awesome.
Then when?
I feel like Saltburn is a movie I would like.
It does sound like a movie you'd like. It sounds like a Jeff movie.
It sounds fucked up.
Well, kind of, yeah. But like, it sounds like your type of weird.
Yes. Just good oh, movie
dude,
weird.
Full frontal. Let me
it's
see.
Not your guys' weird.
Yeah, let's see this. Let's see this dude's fucking dick already.
Yeah, where's his dick at
Where the
already?
There it is.
Wait, what is this? Oh, that's Alf, by the way. That's Alf shaking because you slapped on the table. That's Hug Me Alf.
Alf cam. Whoa. Where's Alf? Oh, yeah, Alf.
Yeah, clap.
Whoa.
Is he shaking? Yeah, Alf starts shaking when he clap.
I forgot we had Alf.
Thanks, Alf.
Damn,
we were cracking up at Kermit and his fat cock.
Yeah, someone put a picture on Twitter of Kermit.
That is
and his
a
big
crazy
fat
cock.
Dick.
Retweet. No retweets.
Don't do it, Jim. Wait, was that it?
There was definitely
right about this.
But isn't this a good movie, or am I crazy?
Is that not?
Oh, it's a news article. They probably don't have it.
Oh, okay.
There was like a video of him dancing that I think they're referring to.
But isn't this like a very good movie or no?
Again, it's like
it's
a weird
movie. Well, like I've heard a lot of people hate it.
So it means it's
but
very
they,
good.
Is it Emerald Fennell? Who I mean, I kind of like. She did Promising Young Woman, which I kind of liked.
Yeah.
And the controversy is that like the rich people aren't evil. It's like the poor guy's evil or something.
Wow.
The
controversy is some character as a character trait.
Hold on, because there's the tweet I sent you guys, and there was actually in the responses was someone posted the video, I think.
It's so funny.
Because I just thought it was so funny because I was like, we always talk about him. And then I just saw like Variety or Deadline or something was like,
here's the thing, Jim. You've been searching in a bad way. I'm just going to Google and searching Barry Keoghan's dick.
Oh, okay. Did it come up?
That's what you need to do.
Oh, wait. Discussing good? Film had it. Hold on.
That's what but I'm looking at right
hard,
now.
But if it's not hard, that's not even fair.
It's not hard.
Yeah. So like,
but apparently people are like, oh, check it out.
Oh, he has a good soft dick? Oh, maybe I don't know Barry Keoghan. I didn't know Barry Keoghan had a great softy.
Men's Health.
Men's Health.
Men's Health has a TMZ.
That's what your soft cock should look like.
I need to see this. You see this fucking naked dance. Why is it so fucking hard to find?
Here it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to take it off the screen, actually. Here's his
okay.
Ass.
This is good.
Remember, he's a hot guy. We found out. We didn't think he was a hot guy, and he is.
He's doing a dance? This is actually, is Saltburn awesome?
There's his dinky, real quick.
Is Saltburn awesome?
Apparently there's a scene where like,
he does
someone
this?
Comes in the bathtub and he like licks the cum out of the tub or something.
Well, he
like
just
that.
Did cocaine.
Saltburn rules.
Oh, wow. That's not an impressive dick.
It's not, yeah. I mean, it's not like
but
a teensy dick.
No, I'm saying it's a fine dick.
It's a good hanger.
But you have
but
a
why
big
is
ass
it,
hanger.
But why?
He's got a good hanger.
I'm wondering,
I feel like your dick shrinks when you get
you,
hard.
You don't write articles asking, is that a real dick? Because that's not the kind of dick you wonder that
no,
about.
No, but you've been a hanger guy where you're like, everyone has a big ass hanger. And me and Jim are like, my dick is like 1 inch tall. Like,
it is flopping good for a soft dick.
Like currently, my dick is like, less than an inch.
I mean, good for him.
And I have 6.5 easy.
Less than an inch.
Yes. My dick right now?
Is this
not
the music
the
from
balls?
The movie?
I think so, yeah.
Great choice.
Pull your dick out.
Not right now.
No, don't pull your dick out, please.
I would just say balls and dick.
It is zipping yeah. around when he spins.
I guess maybe the question was it a prosthetic because you don't want to show your dick? Not
yeah.
Because,
but this is part
I feel
of the
like
movie.
Everyone sort of leaned into the idea that it was because it was impressive, not because it was
yeah,
present.
That's I'm surprised at that. Like, it's a yeah. decent dick.
But pause.
Yeah.
You guys are going to the movie theater to not see this or whatever you're like.
Yeah, no, we gotta go. That, we gotta all go see Saltburn.
I don't want to see Saltburn.
No,
although
I'm
I think it's on
like,
Prime right now.
Yeah, it's on Prime.
But like this type of thing is what there is it saving is. Cinema.
You found it, Jim.
And that's way bigger than my dick's ever been.
What? No.
He's got a decent hang on his cock.
The dick?
Again, I don't know. Apparently, I am out of touch
yeah,
with dicks.
Yeah, you have a retard cock.
No, but I'm saying, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, like,
it's just an
average
agree. Dick.
I'm
yeah.
surprised if people are like, oh my, like sharing that Kermit picture of a big fat dick. Like, it's
yes.
not that.
Yes.
It but feels- then again, you've also touted the drum of Fassbender's cock. And I don't feel like Fassbender's cock's like bigger than this.
In my defense, I bought into what people were saying
yes.
about Fassbender's
yeah,
cock.
Okay.
I feel like I've been pretty upfront about that.
This is bigger than my cock's ever been.
No.
In my whole life.
No. I've seen
maybe it. Once when I came in a woman.
No.
One of the four times I
that's,
came in a
that
woman.
That is an, like, that is not small enough where you're embarrassed that people are seeing it.
That's a big boy.
Also,
but it's
thank
not
you.
One of those, like, it's warm in the room, so you're getting extra hang.
That's
thank
a big
you,
boy.
Ryan. Pause. Pause. Ayo. A lot of pause all on all this.
Yeah, pause right now. Yeah, literally pause because you got the perfect still.
Ryan is the only good commentary, by the way. Anytime we go yeah. back to Ryan, it's just Ryan.
Kristen did see Saltburn. You are
yeah.
Kino, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she saw it and got offended.
You did, but Jeff didn't even watch May, December, and it's on Netflix. You think you're Kino?
I don't have Netflix. I don't have any
subscriptions. What about Wet Chicks?
I have subscriptions to like...
Wasn't that the Adam Sandler line?
Oh, shit.
Remember it was like this
oh, my God, you're right.
When he signed his initial deal and he was like, we went with Netflix because it sounds like Wet Chicks.
More like Wet Chicks? Oh, shit,
it was like
you're
the
right.
One of the worst jokes we've ever read.
Really?
Ugh.
Not familiar.
Yeah. That was, yeah, it was when he signed the big like 8-movie deal with Netflix.
Well, if he...
yeah,
because
it rhymes
with
Wet
jokes
Chicks.
Of all time, I support him.
Yeah, why did he sign with Netflix, Adam Sandler?
That's so funny, though.
And back in 2014, Sandler said when Netflix called him up, he immediately said yes, for one reason only. Netflix rhymes with Wet Chicks.
Yeah, but this is a great article if you're like, I'm as popular as Adam Sandler.
When these fine people came to me with an offer to make 4 movies for them, I said yes. Netflix rhymes with wet chicks. Let the streaming begin.
He didn't do that.
Yeah.
He's not that funny. He's not currently that funny anymore.
He wishes he was that funny.
Remember when you guys were like, his special is good?
No, his special is good, though.
I never said that. I'm a longtime Sandler hater.
His special is good.
I don't even like the good Sandler.
He doesn't even like Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I he doesn't love, like Up.
Billy Madison is one of my favorite movies.
Sandler's
it's like
up.
One or
I know.
Two.
He doesn't even like Freaks and Geeks.
I don't like Up, but
you should watch Freaks and Geeks.
I have.
He no. doesn't like it.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's special.
No, I forget why I thought you didn't like it.
You
then.
Dislike
but it's
it.
Because I said it wasn't special, and
it's
just someone
of the
that
best
loves
TV
it. That's
series
you're
of all
you
time,
it.
I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Up.
As a fan of art, I guess like maybe that show that's one of the best shows of all time.
You like the Marvels more than Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Up's not good.
That's yeah, great. Up is not good.
I don't
he likes
like
the
Up.
Marvels more than Billy Madison.
The beginning of Up is okay, but it's manipulative, and then it's just a retard.
Manipulative.
A retard with an
God.
Old guy.
You mean film?
This guy's a Bugs Life apologist. A Bugs Life apologist.
It's manipulative, and then it's a retard with an old guy, and both of them are annoying. And then a
Bugs
talking
Life.
Dog shows up. It was more annoying than both
so
of them.
So great. No, oh Doug God. Rocks.
The
talk
Doug is
I don't,
so.
I don't like Up.
This guy doesn't like Doug.
This guy's never owned a dog, I guess.
Hey, Jeff.
I don't like dogs.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. Squirrel. Hey, Mike.
Nice. That's so good.
Mike.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
No.
Yeah, take that.
No, thanks.
Take that, you sack of shit.
This guy's fuck never you. Had a dog.
Yeah, go get a fucking wrist power band or some shit, you fucking yeah. idiot.
You.
Oh, is that a Marvels thing? Is that what you're doing right now?
You do me.
You're comparing the fact that I like the Marvels more than Up, and so you're comparing them directly.
No one's cool except me. I don't like anything. You guys like a bunch of stuff. It's all so gay. Current media is bad, except Fish Tank.
It's oh, yeah. Fish How tank. Come you never told us about
Fish Tank?
About season 1 of Fish Tank?
It's coming back, dude.
No, but when they released the edits, it must not have been good, huh?
The edits aren't great.
Oh, the actual episodes?
Yeah.
They take away the magic, right? Because it seemed like what you liked was like reveling in the long
You'll
form
just
version.
You'd be there. Yeah. You'd be there for 3 hours and someone says.
No, I'm talking about the episode edits, like when they released season 1.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
That's what I was saying. I'm not surprised he doesn't like it because he liked the long.
Well, maybe
like
they just
aspect.
Maybe they don't know how to properly build a narrative. Yeah.
Like
they don't know how to like surmise everything.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on. They dropped like the
summarize
the Frank Castle episode and like barely touched on Frank Castle, and he was there for like 3 days. Like, what are they doing?
Wait, the Punisher?
Frank Castle.
Oh, I thought you said Frank Castle.
Yeah, Frank Castle is there.
I was like, are we talking about Netflix
are you just
again?
Killing retards.
So you're like, you know, like you're loving the extended editions of Lord of the Rings and you're watching like the regulars.
Of you.
Or even you're the books. You're like, where's Tom Bombadil or whatever?
Yeah. People do say that.
Yeah.
That's what you would say about
it. Well, there's a running, what's the running bit on Lord of the Rings right now where it's like, there's some dumb Twitter bit about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no. I'm glad I don't know it because...
yeah, no, it's terrible. Hold on.
Is it Where's Tom Bombadil?
The second half of the season is good. It's a bad first half.
How's the new, like, just live shit going?
Oh, they're already doing the new live stuff?
Yeah, Fish Tank 2 is going on.
Wow. I never just may even mention it.
A guy headbutted a girl and they had to like drag him out.
Jesus. Is it a bunch of retards again?
Well, they were doing
like literal retards again?
Well, it was during the hot dog challenge after they all smoked 3 packs of cigarettes. They had to put on blackface and eat hot dogs and they all threw up. And then one guy freaked out and tried to fight a girl. And then Sam Hyde had to like push him out of the room.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that said that they said they didn't kick out? He left.
Sam Hyde?
There was something I saw a tweet that was like, we didn't kick out, blah, blah, blah. He left. And everyone's like, why are you lying?
Cole left. Cole left for sure. He said he wanted to leave. It was like the first couple days.
Oh, you know, there's a meme going around. It's a Lord of the Ring Moneyball matchup.
Yeah.
where someone was like, they were like doing Moneyball lines, but about like Lord of the Rings.
Well, right. Like, so like they let Aragorn walk and they hire Tom Bombadil. Like, is that's the angle?
Let me see here.
Like, you're getting good value out of Pippin and Merry, but Frodo costs too much.
Well, pull up Jimmy headbutting Taylor. She's a girl.
Why'd he headbutt her?
Yeah, because she threw bread at him. It's a good show. I've been catching up.
I don't know why, but I can't find one of these tweets real quick. But I mean, so is it gonna, is it better than season two yet? Or I mean, season one yet?
No,
because
season one is like they're all innocent. Like season two, everyone's fucking each other. Like everyone's having sex with each other.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So they're learning the wrong lessons, or like leaning into it too much instead of just letting it be a thing.
They saw season one, and that's gonna be interesting what they do, because they know that these people have seen season one.
Oh yeah, they should have found people that don't know what fish tank
is. It's impossible.
I feel like it can't be. I mean, I didn't know what
they
it was. If I didn't know you, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they found feels a couple like, people, but a lot of people are like referencing MDE and stuff. So like,
it's like Survivor, where the players on Survival and Survivor now have been watching it.
So inside,
it's too inside.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't have the same magic as me being unemployed during Fish Tank 1, and when I captured every moment. But it's still good. It's still better than every TV show or movie.
It's not better than Survivor.
Yes.
I'm over here watching
Australian
Survivor.
It's not better than the Marvels.
Yeah, it's not better than the Marvels.
Well, would Survivor be
you think
better?
It's better than Kamala's mom?
I don't know.
So.
I feel like if Survivor, if they all had to put on blackface and eat a bunch of hot dogs till they threw up, it would be better.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing too much, though.
Doing too much. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Why are they doing too much?
Watch some Zack Snyder and Marvel movies.
I would love to.
Yeah, you would.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah. Let's.
Are you telling me Echo is coming out soon? Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Wait, it sounded like he was agreeing with you though, Jeff.
No, I'm just saying, like, forego the future of media. It's like movies. Wow.
I mean, to be fair though, I don't think Fish Tank's the future of media.
Well, that's why you're stupid.
It's literally
and
just
literally,
Big Brother.
I've always been right. Like,
it's Big Brother for edgelords.
This is Lil B for
you, kidding?
Dude. This is a little B for you. Now all of hip-hop
dude just
is
discovered
B.
reality shows. Because the guy that says the N-word decided to make one. He's like, what?
I've been watching reality shows much longer than you. Because of celebrity reality. I know you were like a big Real World guy.
He does love VH1 reality shows. That is canonically true.
That's not even reality. That's celebrity reality, you dumbass.
Well, you don't understand how celebrity reality
works. I'm extra out of it because I didn't even know that was a line to be drawn. And you guys both immediately agreed that it was a line to be drawn.
Yeah, but check out NBC's The Challenge, dude. It's probably
fun. First of all, it's MTV's The Challenge.
Check out NBC's The Challenge,
too. It's only been going on for over two decades.
Yeah. It's probably really good. We should watch it every day.
It's probably not as good than Big Brother done by retards.
That
oh, it's
sounds
Big Brother,
amazing.
But they say the N-word?
That
finally.
That sounds
what
amazing.
What I've been missing all my life.
That sounds amazing, you stupid fool. Like, that sounds like the
oh, my God.
It's
Big Brother, but they wear blackface? This is what I've been missing.
My man is just saying the truth
coming
out loud.
Soon from Sam Hyde, Dancing with the Stars in blackface.
Coming
revolutionizing
soon from
art.
Sam Roberts, a podcast I watch. Wow.
Like, I like
that's
Sam
crazy,
Roberts.
That's crazy, dude. You watch more like Sam I Roberts like, than Sam Hyde, and that's a problem.
Like, I like Sam Roberts.
You should watch more Sam Roberts, dude.
Yeah, because they're the same.
I don't know either.
Be
you know Sam Roberts from WWE.
Touch. Be
oh, the
of
afro
touch.
Guy?
Yeah, ugh. Well, now he's got a shaved head, though.
He sucks.
Whatever, dude.
I don't
I'm
know Sam Hyde, but I know he's
got to
be better than Sam Roberts.
If you want to talk about whatever happened in the 80s, dude.
Hey, what if it was America's Got Talent, but E-Bombs World? That would be awesome.
No laughs.
E-Bombs World.
Yeah, no, I can hear the laughs shuddering the nation right now.
No, I'm doing the Hogan. I'm doing the Hogan. Huh? I'm looking. Dude. And it's just,
I'm seeing LMAOs, LOLs, LOLs, hearts, all up in the chat right now. There we go. There's a laugh.
Okay.
He gave you a sha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
No, he gave me a ha-ha. That's just the dumb TTS.
Okay. I do like a sha-ha-ha, though.
What's the next move for the culture, you guys?
The next move is, I don't know, internet nonsense.
I just like what I like. I don't think I'm concerned with the culture.
Gay shit.
I'm too old to be concerned with the culture. Mm. I just accept that I like the things I like.
Then you'll both be left
behind.
We will. I mean, I'm constantly left behind. I was left behind by anime.
It's your destiny to be left behind.
I was left behind by like stuff like The Boys.
Nick Cage.
I was left behind by a lot of things.
It's your destiny to be left behind.
Yeah.
That's part of growing up.
By God.
Yes. Well, it's great that we all like brands or whatever.
What brand?
Ant-Man 2 is good.
I like non-brands too, though.
What brands do you not like?
I'm not a big Kellogg's guy.
What? Yeah.
I'm not super into Post.
But actually, Kellogg's is goated. We're talking about Waffle Crisp.
I'm not feeling Ford.
Yeah, I'm not a... Trying to think, what is a brand? What brand I actively don't like? Shit, like DC. that I would like.
Just DC. You guys actively
I would be extra
love
chased away.
Marvel?
We've actively been on the wrong side of history, loving two DC movies this year.
No,
the flop that everyone hated that was The Flash. Jim and I loved. And the flop that everyone hated that was Shazam 2. Jim and I loved both DC movies.
But like Shazam 2.
Yeah, I liked Aquaman.
Yeah.
I liked Aquaman too. I didn't hate. I didn't like Blue Beetle though.
What's the best scene in Aquaman 2?
When Patrick Wilson, when they break him out of prison, and he looks like a Holocaust, like he looks like
the guys you rescue in. Never mind. Keep going.
Yeah, he's like shriveled and like done because they've purposely kept him in a desert prison. But he's a sea creature, of course, because he's Aquaman's half-brother. Yeah. And then when Aquaman breaks him out, but they're, like, running from the guards or whatever, and then he makes it to the shore, and as they're about to, like, whoop his ass, the fucking ocean, like, the waves come in over him, and then when the waves pull back, he's fucking ripped.
Oh!
It's so great.
Google Metal Slug POW.
What is that?
That's what Patrick Wilson looks like. That was a joke I was trying to make,
yeah.
And I spaced on the
metal
word
slug.
I spaced on the word metal slug.
Metal slug.
Yeah, he does look like that.
That's what Patrick Wilson looks like when he finds him in the prison. He looks like that guy.
What's Metal Slug POW from?
They're POW. They're literal prisoners of war in a game called Metal Slug.
He does look like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was.
But I mean, Patrick Wilson got ripped for fucking Aquaman.
He
too,
really
bro.
Did. Yeah, he did.
Who's Patrick Wilson?
The guy from
The Conjuring.
Yeah, The Conjuring.
Whoa, he got ripped ass?
Yeah, and he's like 50-something.
But yeah, doesn't he look like the POW from Metal Slug?
Yeah, totally. I would almost wonder if they did that on purpose.
Dude, I
feel like maybe they did. Maybe James Wan did that on purpose.
That's why even though I spaced on Metal Slug, I was like, I have to bring it back because this is too nail on the head. Like, I nailed this one.
It's impossible for me to hate on James Wan when he made Malignant. A movie we all had to watch. Like, that movie rules.
Yeah, Malignant rocks.
And Malignant is so good. It's like an hour of a bad movie and then a good movie. It's like awesome.
James Wan knows what's up.
I don't think
what's
so.
What's hilarious? He does. Are you kidding me? The guy's been a staple.
Like a Star Trek 2 or whatever?
I mean, he's invented. He did the first Saw movie.
Yeah.
He also did Insidious.
He did the best Fast and Furious
franchises.
He did the best Fast and Furious.
Here's my point. You're right that he knows what's up.
Yeah.
But like, that's not what's up.
But it is what's up. The dude like invented a whole like
Saw 4 is what's up.
It's not easy to make a couple franchises. Whether you like it or don't like it, you still have to admit like the dude knows what's what.
I don't know.
He worked with the dude, I forget his name. But the writer, or maybe he co-wrote the first Saw with it. It's not like he did all the Saw movies, but also the dude that he like wrote the first Saw with made Upgrade, and Upgrade's fucking awesome.
Upgrade's incredible. Upgrade is Venom, but better.
Yeah, no, totally.
And like,
totally.
One of the best endings.
It's so good.
It's Mike. Have you seen Upgrade?
I have. Upgrade's
I don't think
good.
You
it's
have.
I thought Upgrade was when
I
first.
I think it's an all-timer.
I sent for what you don't remember is I was the person that sent you the trailer the
especially
very first time.
Especially modern.
Because I thought
sci-fi.
It was Tom Hardy. And I was like, Jeff, I think you'd like this Tom Hardy movie. But I was wrong. It wasn't Tom Hardy.
No, you were so wrong.
It was the brother from the OC who looks like Tom Hardy.
But it was Jack Reacher.
But I showed you the trailer for that movie before you even saw the movie.
I believe it.
Yeah, because I thought it was Tom Hardy for some reason.
I don't remember any movie ever.
I'm trying to think of a brand that if I saw it, I'd be repulsed.
Caribou? What's the gummy bears logo? What's the gummy bear brand?
You hate Digimon?
Well, what was the one? Weren't we talking about candy brands one time and you were upset about one? I can't remember.
Oh, well, I thought that Brock's was called Branches for most of my life.
Okay, that's what it was.
And then when I found out it was like, called Brock's, I was like, it was like I woke up for the first time. It was a really strange feeling.
My man don't eat Andy's mints. He goes crazy.
What brand?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, Andy's I'm not saying mints. I love every brand, but I'm trying to think of a brand that, like,
Your favorite brand? I could easily tell you my favorite
Arrowhead.
Brand.
We're trying to think of a brand we hate, though. Arrowhead sucks.
Arrowhead is
the worst water.
It's so much worse than
Dasani?
The other. It's worse than all of them.
Yeah, I guess it's worse
disgusting.
Than Dasani.
That's why you're...
Think about how hard it is to bottle water and make it taste like notably worse than everything else because it's fucking
it
water.
Like a toilet.
Arrowhead is a brand where if like someone brought them, I'd be like, I'd rather just not drink water. I would be repulsed by Arrowhead. That's a brand I'm repulsed
by. I respect that, but
thank you.
That's actually respectable how abrasive Arrowhead is to water.
Like,
they bring a bad vibe to water.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy that you can fuck up water. Like, it's thing if like your water tastes a little different, but they fucked up
Evil water.
Yeah. I would almost say Pepsi, but I like Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, a couple times I was trying to think of something, but I'm like, but I don't hate the overall brand.
But here's the thing. I see some guy like willingly drinking Arrowhead. I'm like, that guy's crazy. Like, did no one force him to drink Arrowhead? I guess that guy's nutso.
Yeah.
If bonkers I saw someone even
like Mike. It would turn my head if I saw someone buying Arrowhead at the grocery store. Like, I'd literally like, what the fuck is going on? Like that's how bad Arrowhead is. But I'm trying to think of other brands that I would like have that visceral reaction.
Well, that's so funny. When I went to Skankfest and I was like going to Target with that stand-up guy, that's mm-hmm. very funny.
The Chicago, not the Philly guy.
Yeah, but he went and he was like, I don't know. I get water. He picked up Arrowhead, and some guy's like, he's like, I was about to kill that guy. Which is so funny. Also, I was like, when he did that,
like,
Arrowhead's bad.
I can think of some restaurants I don't like, but that's different than like being repulsed by the brand.
Zenpai saying Carl's Jr. I don't know about that, dude.
That's one of the best restaurants I've ever been to.
Burger King and Carl's Jr. are both ass.
Well, no, but that's different. That's being repulsed by a brand's food.
That's crazy, though. I think Carl's Jr. is one of the best restaurants of all time.
It sounds similar to me saying Arrowhead water, but all Arrowhead does one thing. They're not, to my understanding, they're not like... Like, what is it? The beer company that owns like all the beers. Mm. It's not like that with water.
And one of them is
Arrowhead. I think that there's a good chance that you don't hate every single thing on the menu at Burger King, but that's still more than the brand because Arrowhead,
Jack in the Box,
Arrowhead,
Arby's. What about Arby's?
Arrowhead also doesn't have like marketing, so you don't have commercials you hate or stuff like that. Where like Burger King, maybe you'd like a commercial, but like you're not going to eat there kind of thing. I feel like the bigger the brand, the more there is you have to hate to say you hate it.
I feel like hearing about Arby's disgusts me a bit. Even though it's not like I've eaten it a bunch, but
I'm not like...
It kind of disgusts me.
I wouldn't go there by choice, but there's also several things on the menu that if they were in front of me, I wouldn't be like repulsed by.
Well,
now I'm just basing it on, I'm not even saying like I hate everything. It's just when I hear it, I'm like, ugh.
Sure.
And even though I've never really had it, for some reason, Jollibee just like grosses me out.
That's an incredible restaurant.
I probably would like it, but it just grosses me out that they have like spaghetti and fried chicken.
It's weird. And then the sauce they give you for your fries is bizarre. They have a lot of bizarre stuff.
I don't think I've ever really eaten it before.
It's real white people hour.
They're good fucking chicken.
What are you talking about? Jollibee's Filipino.
Yeah, it's Filipino.
That's what I'm saying, real white people hour. It sounds disgusting. Have you guys had it? It's fucking spaghetti and hot dogs and
I've been
ketchup.
Sitting here telling you that I ate it. I was telling Jim how juicy the chicken sandwiches are.
I'm sure it's good. It just, for some reason, it just grosses me out.
Yeah, they opened one up right by my
Filipinos,
house.
Filipinos, yeah.
I'm trying. Is there another brand?
I don't know if it's Haram
just a rat
either.
Race.
If it was Haram, I maybe I would like it more.
Just like what's a rat. Mean? People.
What does that say?
Like a Muslim.
Oh, okay.
We're doing something. My,
all right, it went right over my head.
Just
man.
Some disgusting rat people. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm
also racist.
You know what? This is going to sound snootier than it's intended to be, but I really don't like the Tesla brand.
Mm. Wow. Like, I like a Tesla.
I think that,
wow.
Like I've heard enough about the crumminess of the cars compared to like other cars of the same nature. Obviously, like Elon's like kind of a scumbag, and he's really embedded himself in the brand.
I think you mean savior,
just like a savior of the nation.
So I think I would probably nowhere near the. I'm trying to think of something close to Arrowhead,
like
and I can't think of anything.
Of free speech, you mean?
Like a bastion of free speech.
But yeah, I'd say that's not even close to Arrowhead. So, but it is a brand where I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
He's like the better version of Arrowhead when you think about it. It's like toilet water. What are we going to do with toilet water?
Are you saying Elon Musk is the better version of Arrowhead?
Yeah.
What a compliment.
He's upselling us on toilet water. The toilet? We've been there.
You know what? Del Taco grosses me out too.
Yeah.
But do you hate their commercials?
I don't even know. Them. I can't even think of a commercial they have.
Sure.
I just, I don't know. And honestly, I've not even eaten it enough to really make that much of a decision. But I remember people like telling me it's good. And then I'm like, oh, I got the tacos there. They sucked. And everyone's like, you don't get the tacos. Yeah,
you get the burger.
You get the chicken
yeah,
taco.
You're supposed to go yeah, to, you only go to Barstow to get the tacos.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not crazy for saying yeah. that. But I am saying that everything they told you is true. you're right to hear it and go, what the fuck is going on? But they told you the truth.
Yeah, but the Del Fucko.
1776 says, where is the toilet water? In this joint.
Yeah, where's the toilet water?
When they hit you with the Del Fucko, which is just a hamburger bun with pickles, and they're like, whoa.
Oh, you know what? CC's Pizza. I mean, we're just talking food.
Well, food's
but like, there's
food's
nothing
easy because
on CC's that I want.
Yeah, food's easy because the recognizable thing is the food.
Yeah.
That's why I say the bigger brands are harder because there's more there. But
really,
CC's didn't have commercials.
And it's not ads or
anything.
It
didn't have advertisement.
It's just, I know it's gross.
It didn't have an identity.
I mean, like CC's,
its identity was come eat bad pizza.
And the idea, just see the idea of it grosses me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we live next door and it was always bad.
Yeah, there used to be one right up near our work.
Always bad.
And it cost too much for what it was.
It was supposed to be like this whole pizza buffet that was affordable, and then I tried it. I'm like, ugh.
Well, because it's like it's $20 and all the pizza's bad. And like Little Caesars is cheap and it knows it's cheap. It owns that. But it's also not bad. It's just
it's not
cheap.
Bad like that.
Like it's like CC's is
it's probably it's bad in comparison to other pizzas, but it's not like when you try CC's, you're like, oh, okay, now I know what bad
CC's
is.
Acts like it doesn't cost the amount it should for how bad it is. Where Little Caesars is cheap, but it tastes way better than it should for what it costs.
I didn't know we were arguing Little Caesars versus CC's.
Well, I'm just saying,
that's
like, take two brands that would say we're about cheap pizza, and they're not even comparable.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sway.
Yeah, I guess I think that Arrowhead, I really thought I'd be able to come up with a couple things, but Arrowhead is the big swing I think I have.
It's a weird thing that normies know, based as trad boys know.
What, Arrowhead?
I'm talking to you, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm asking. Are you talking about Arrowhead?
Paste ass trad dudes know. Regular ass water boys know.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like everybody.
It's bad water.
Everybody understands Arrowhead. That's
I honestly didn't know where he was going.
It's incredibly bad water. And it's me.
It is bad.
A big retard that doesn't remember anything. And what I remember is that the Arrowhead Shut up, Mike.
I'm retarded.
What you said was funny.
Is that the air and water is not good. As a based-ass retard, I don't think it's good. I'm sorry.
You know what, Jim? Call Jeff crazy, but
he is a based-ass retard.
This motherfucker's spitting.
As a based-ass retard, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but I'm a...
Go ahead. No, keep going.
Big-ass faggot?
No.
Baff?
You told me.
You talking about Baff? That's like Dag.
Stop it.
David Alan Greer.
Oh, I remember. What about Bag? Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. What about Baff?
What about AMH? Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes. What about Chips?
Corey.
Ooh.
California Highway Interstate Patrol, I think. Something like that.
I mean, we could go all night, but we'll be back here on Sunday. So, favorite part of the show. Yeah.
Sorry in advance. We'll be back Sunday.
When it gets real.
I know this is crazy. I liked that somehow we talked about Rebel Moon for like 2 hours.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
It's baffling.
I honestly think we had a good discussion on Rebel Moon.
I like it never got reckless definitive. And somehow it lasted forever.
It's the definitive Rebel Moon.
No one, I can say confidently, no one's had a discussion about Rebel Moon like we did.
I didn't know it came out.
Well, someone in the chat, I forget who it was, but they were mentioning something about Red Letter Media doesn't do reviews like that. So I guess we're just filling the void, ladies and germs, for Red Letter
LMM.
Media.
You're welcome.
Bringing you our Rebel Moon insight and breakdown, and also Zack Snyder's effect or ruin of the art in general.
I've been saying he ruined art for about 15 years.
What else we talk about? I mean, we talked about we talked about Mike's Disney magic.
Yeah.
We talked about Nocatee, which does feel like a paradise on earth.
Nocatee sounds great. Dude.
It's literally got the word "no" in it
for me and you.
And that like it doesn't get more Freudian than that.
Imagine waking up with your beautiful wife, and I'm just hyping you up, just hyping you all day.
What else? We talked about Barry Keoghan's cock in Saltburn.
Yeah, we did. We watched
we talked
the
about
whole
Kino
dance.
Films.
Yes.
A lot of things as we're gearing up for the motherfucking goddamn new year.
We're gearing up for the new movies, new us.
Absolutely.
We love watching new movies.
I love watching new movies.
I also love watching new
Stupid.
Movies.
I'm a film fan.
No, you're not.
Yep, I'm a Kino kid.
Just watching new movies.
Yep. I'm a movie man.
You know what I'm a fan of?
What's that?
Patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Yes.
That's where you can go to get all that Kino Jim and Them content. Yeah, there's all that fucking mainstream Jim and Them content on the internet, but you want that Kino Jim and Them?
Yeah.
You
plenty
want that,
of Jack Reacher.
Yeah, tons of Jack Reacher commentaries. Me and Kristen did a end of the year 2023 video game. Two
it's
episodes.
Be hype.
It's so much. Yeah. I have talked into a microphone for like 11 hours today, almost back to back. I got a tiny respite where I watched the end of the challenge with Jim, then right back into talking into a microphone.
Oh man.
So that'll be up by, if you're listening on the podcast, should always be up. It should already be up unless you're for some reason immediately listening on the Patreon.
You gotta bring it in with the new year.
It's Florida style.
It should be up Saturday the 30th.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
We're all saying Florida.
Two episodes.
Florida, Jim.
What else we got, Jim, on the Patreon?
Ooh, we got movie commentaries. We got Jack Reacher commentaries. We got Jimtervention.
Oh, my brother said two people that we knew in high school, like me and my brother, were on Intervention.
Oh, we have to find the.
I'm going to find out what the names are, and I'll give them to you and see if you can find them.
That would be great.
Like, they were casual. It was like, went to high school with us, kind of new. Not like best friend, but like good friends with friends of ours. Like, that close.
Addicts.
I wonder if you guys knew, although maybe he was older. I wonder if you guys knew the Love is One cult guy. I just watched. We'll have to talk about Love is One on our New Year's show.
You
just watched the documentary on
you,
Max.
Yeah, you put up a letterbox review. Indiscernible. baffling
right.
And impenetrable. I read that and I felt like I was drunk. I didn't know what I was reading. Like it sounded like someone said something to Siri, but the wind was blowing, so it just like something else came out.
I mean, then that's just scratching the surface. Plenty of stuff on patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
Guess where else there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, where at?
At showsthatyouknow.com.
Oh, that's right. I do host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV shows, Sopranos, Cobra Kai, Handmaid's Tale. Jacob hosts a show called Real History. We also have a show called Podcasts About the Podcast About Television. Those can all be found at showswithyouknow.com. please check it out. Rate, subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. Thank you so much. ShowsWhatYouKnow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff, do you have any parting words for episode 800?
Come. Come.
Come one, come
to
all.
To the Jim and them 801 spectacular.
Are you? Is that in man? When I say something, I can't remember what.
When
I
was, you say da, what did you say? Ta,
ta,
da, yeah. Ta.
Ryan in the chat. Do we get a New Year announcement Sunday? I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. I will say,
it's not a real
the
episode.
The past couple years,
it's a casual hang, Jim.
It is going to be a hang. I will say. I mean, past couple of years, maybe there's been some sort of announcement once we get into the new year.
Yeah, some sort.
So, I mean, who knows? If history is to be repeated, who's to say? It is an old adage, so we'll have to find out. I mean, and the other thing, podcasters, I mean, this may or may not be on the feed. It will be on the Patreon, whatever Sunday ends up being our hang, but... may not be on the podcast feed, so you want to make sure you hang out live in the chat or subscribe, be a member on the YouTube for the feed to go up.
800 starts, and now we got secret, not so secret shows.
Yes, yes.
My endorsement is going to shock and alarm you.
Wait, hold on, real quick, before you do that, because someone in the YouTube chat did ask, what year is it? I guess we should.
Yeah. We need to remind people.
We should have a quick reminder, as this is technically the last official show of the year.
What year it is.
20!
Churro. Hi, Corey here. In the year 2023, Jim and them, the greatest podcast in the world,
Churros,
will celebrate a monumentous occasion in any girl's life. A sweet 16.
It's the Jim and them sweet 16. We all grew up so fast. But please don't get too excited, cause this year might be the last.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck, I forgot all about all that stuff. Hold on. I'm just checking one thing.
Okay. What is it? Tell me what you're checking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had a quick reminder because our boy there that does our jingles, I didn't want to mention it beforehand because I didn't want to spoil the surprise. But Allie Weatherhall's better half did reach out to me to be like, who does the jingles?
Because
I wanted to get a gift for her birthday.
That's fucking awesome.
And,
that means Allie's better half listens to the show?
Maybe not, but she's just
but
like,
she talks about it enough for him to know who we are?
It's like, yeah, she talks about it. She's a big fan. Also got, I believe, a Jim and Them hoodie.
Hell yeah.
For her birthday.
Wow.
In addition to a jingle.
Sounds like fucking Drew Love.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Although our boy here, S. Winterton, or whatever his name is, he did up his prices, which I'm like, come on, man. What are you doing?
But he does a really good job.
He does do a very good job.
He deserves it.
It is like double what it was.
He's earned it.
That's true.
That's what you do. You put out a great product, and then people are willing to pay the price that it's actually worth.
That's true. Yeah. Fair enough. But also, I mean, do your boys at Jim and them a solid, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, but also, I guess the other thing is, should we be... we haven't really talked about it this year, but should we crown a Feldman and a Feldman?
I keep talking about
of
it.
The year
I've been
on
trying,
Sunday.
I keep trying to get you guys on board, and it seems like you're not on board,
I just
stopped.
Keep forgetting. I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, your endorsement. I mean, you'll have to tune in Sunday to see if we crown a Feldman and a Feldman of the year.
Put your fucking helmet on because your mind's about to get blown.
Discard.
Go to McDonald's.
Okay.
Discard.
Get two double doubles.
Doubles?
Yeah, McDoubles. I'm sorry.
McDoubles,
two McDoubles.
Right.
It'll do them BOGO. Then use the random coupon of spend at least $2 to get a free medium fry.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Then get a large Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a full meal that's going to fill your belly and make you feel great.
It's an amazing deal.
And it's going to cost less than $6.
No, and they're going to, they're like, do it now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to fuck us on this.
They're going to realize that we know that.
Yes.
And then just like the $1 large fry coupon that's never around anymore.
They're going to fuck us.
They're going to get rid of it.
But it's basically like the new McBum. Going back to the old days with Jim and them. But, you do. Like, you don't even know about adding two McDoubles, and all of a sudden one of them is buy one, get one.
They don't advertise it.
Yeah, they don't advertise
it. And I forget that people don't know that, and it makes you get all the things you'd get from a traditional combo without spending the money you need to.
I mean, Goldbricker, your area might be different, but I'm just saying the deal. You don't have to add the BOGO McDouble to the as a deal.
No, you
don't. Just put in two McDoubles to your cart.
And it goes, surprise!
It should automatically just do buy one, get one for $1. I mean, unless maybe your area is different, but at least in the Las Vegas area.
But also, it doesn't matter if the area doesn't do it, because I'm saying it does here, and you should try it in yours.
I'm just saying, because I think he thinks we're saying add two deals.
No.
Because he's saying you can't, which is true, you can't add more than one deal. I'm just saying, try it because
he's
it might
be. He's the person
do it.
This advice is for because he's clearly doesn't understand how the menu works.
I'm just saying it might do it. Give it a shot.
Yeah. It's only one deal. The deal doesn't count as a real deal when it just automatically happens. The only applied deal you're doing is the free medium fry after spending $2. That's the only applied deal you're doing.
But yeah, maybe they don't do it in your area, but either way, they do it here. So you do buy one, get one for $1.
Yeah.
Use the free fry. Or the dollar fry, whichever one is going on at the time. Because sometimes it's the free medium, but then on like Fridays or whatever.
Sometimes,
it is.
Every once in a great while, they do. Yeah. They bring back the $1 large. It's rare, but you're usually getting the free medium after spending $2, which by default you are by getting the McDoubles. And then every size drink is the same, so you just get that large drink. Boom. Make yourself a little combo, and you're not breaking the bank. That's my endorsement.
What an amazing endorsement.
Thank you.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.